JG2.
Number 6B.
Now, that is therefore the law. It's very simple. It's just that the experience is absolutely incredibly infinite. And therefore, that's why with such a law as this, it isn't that this law is caught in the letter of the law. This law is only caught in the spirit of the law. Now, we'll go over the spirit, but I just want you to see if we're all clear on the letter. Is there any question concerning the letter before we polish together the spirit? Because this is the law in its purity and in its simplicity as we have it stated. Do we understand the structure of the law? Everyone? All right. So we can certainly see the elaboration of the law, therefore, through the seven, can't we? In the matrix of immortality. All right. So, as he said, then the law is simple, the experience is what is incredible. And therefore, to build up tonality, we just have to take the letter and sit back and in consciousness ponder the whole atmosphere of the law through the tonality of the levels, that level of the realm of science itself, that realm of the infinite, which knows no time or space or boundaries, really, that realm of the infinite law of self-reflection that is always new, never changing. Its nature, but always restructuring itself. So something which never changes is always changing. A fixed principle, which is always principle being its own infinite principle, is always restructuring itself. Like a kaleidoscope, isn't it? And therefore, it's at this level that we have gone through science and past science to being itself, whereas we saw last evening that Christ idea has come to us and presented what we are as principles idea. And through the ascending way where we have concept build with all the ideas under mind and then seeing how they interrelate to build tone mind. So finally, on the level of divine science, we can say it's only I mind, for example. Therefore, on the level of science itself, we can say that mind which is God is our mind. We have no other mind than the mind which is God. And that just blends into the experience of mind being its own infinite mind. It's no more on this level that we think what it means that mind is being its own infinite mind. We have gone from the rational thinking into the irrational. No thinking process comes out. This is tonality. This is consciousness. This is being. This is an awareness. So when we sit back, we just get a feel the best we can of what an awareness or an experience must be like when one is just experiencing mind being its own infinite mind, for example. Or first of all, let's say, what would it be like if we could just hold to the tonality of it being just principle being its own infinite principle? Do we know enough of science and consciousness at one to be able to grasp the infinite implications of the law by just staying with principle being its own infinite principle? Probably not. We probably aren't that pure yet in consciousness to stick with that, are we? So we were happy with this elaboration of the law, and so then we ponder, all right, now we see that we have, as I said, concept to build with the ideas under principle, in order to get and see how those ideas begin to interrelate, to build up the tonality of the synonymous terms. So let's see if we can somehow go through this law in consciousness together to somehow see if we can get the atmosphere of the law. So I'll just see if we can do it together and see if we can touch it as awareness or experience, because that's all it is. So let's see if we can take this journey. Again, so to start it from the beginning with this elaboration of the law, we see therefore that principle comes to us and taking mind first, and we have learned, therefore, as I said, all the ideas under mind, and then we began the next step to interrelate all those ideas under mind till they just give off a tone, and that tone which the ideas under mind give off, we give the symbol mind. So therefore, all the ideas under mind are giving off tone mind. And therefore, we can see, therefore, that tone of mind becomes the very structure of our consciousness, the very structure of our being, so that we and mind are one. Therefore, on the science level, that experience or awareness is just the experience of mind being its own infinite mind. And we stand in awe of the awareness of just what is that experience. What are we experiencing in consciousness when mind is being its own infinite mind? Or mind is being its own infinite spirit? Or mind is being its own infinite soul? Or mind is being its own infinite principle? Or mind is being its own infinite life? Or mind is being its own infinite truth? Or mind is being its own infinite love? We already feel within that realm of principle mind that mind doesn't need anything outside of itself to be mind. That mind has everything within itself to be that infinite mind itself, which we know includes it within itself all that sense of the all-knowing mind, the all-seeing mind. Therefore, that whole experience is just mind has everything within itself just to be that mind experience. And then spirit, we see that if we stayed pure to the law, we would just be at an awareness that what is that experience when spirit is being its own infinite mind, or spirit is being its own infinite spirit, or spirit is being its own infinite soul, or spirit is being its own infinite principle, or spirit is being its own infinite life, or spirit is being its own infinite truth, or spirit is being its own infinite love. Already we feel within spirit that spirit has everything within itself to bring forth the spirit experience. It doesn't need anything outside of itself to be the spirit experience. And then we see that, well, the same thing is true of soul. That we know that all those ideas that we learned under soul have interrelated together to give off the tone soul. So now we just have the tone of soul and all that includes all its ideas. And therefore we see that whole experience of soul. What might that be when soul is being its own infinite soul? Or soul is being its own infinite mind, or soul is being its own infinite spirit, or soul is being its own infinite soul, or soul is being its own infinite principle, or soul is being its own infinite life, or soul is being its own infinite truth, or soul is being its own infinite love. We right away feel that with soul has everything within its own infinitude to be the soul experience, and that we are just experiencing what it means that when soul is being its own infinite soul, containing everything within itself as an awareness, as an experience. And then we say to ourselves on that level, well, we know that principle includes all its ideas, and that we've learned all the ideas that constitute principle, and we have interrelated all the ideas that constitute principle. Therefore, we have built up just a tone principle. And therefore, we wonder, gee, what is the experience that happens when one is just pure experiencing principle being its own infinite mind, or principle being its own infinite spirit, or principle being its own infinite soul, or principle being its own infinite principle, or principle being its own infinite life, or principle being its own infinite truth, or principle being its own infinite love. We see already within the infinitude of principle that principle includes everything within itself to be that principle experience. And then we see the same with life. We know now all those ideas that characterize life through our concept building. And we see now within consciousness all those ideas under life are blending together in an interrelationship to give off tone life. And therefore that tone life includes all its ideas. And therefore what is that experience or being when life is being its own infinite mind? What is that experience? Or when life is being its own infinite spirit? Or life is being its own infinite soul? Or life is being its own infinite principle? Or life is being its own infinite life? Or life is being its own infinite truth? Or life is being its own infinite love? We see that in the infinitude of life, that experience, that life contains everything within itself to be its own infinite life experience. It needs nothing outside of itself. It's operating within its own infinitude. Or truth. We say, gee, truth in concept building with truth, we've learned all the ideas that characterize truth. We see now in consciousness how all those ideas in truth interrelate to build up just tone truth. And so we see that we go out just from the experience of truth itself. The experience of truth being its own infinite mind. Truth being its own infinite spirit. Truth being its own infinite soul. Truth being its own infinite principle. Truth being its own infinite life, truth being its own infinite truth, and truth being its own infinite love, gives us already the atmosphere that truth has everything within itself to be the truth experience. And then that whole realm of love, we see that we have concept build with all the ideas under love, in order to gain an understanding of love. And we see now how all the ideas under love interrelate to build up just the tone of love. Therefore, the tone of love includes all its ideas in just the experience of love. And what is that realm of love in which we live and move and have our being when love is being its own infinite mind? Or love is being its own infinite spirit. Or love is being its own infinite soul. Or love is being its own infinite principle. Or love is being its own infinite life. Or love is being its own infinite truth. Or love is being its own infinite love. Already we see that love, the realm of love, which includes the sum total of deity, includes within itself everything to be that infinite infinitude of love, which is spiraling higher and higher from a boundless basis. So we begin to see, therefore, what it means through this infinite reflection of being when we say that principle is being its own infinite principle. It's this wonderful realm of self reflection as a symbol, really, where principle is in its infinite blending through its infinite self reflection, as we saw last evening. And just what kind of experience or an awareness we begin to build up, well, when this realm of being is in a self-reflection, and yes, as we saw, that self-reflection is an experience that isn't static, is it? That it's a reflection that is always moving, always restructuring itself, and in that moving and restructuring itself, we saw that that is an experience that is just really spiraling through self-reflection, spiraling higher and higher from a boundless basis, just on that atmosphere that we have gained from understanding that it's just principle being its own infinite principle, always restructuring itself anew, spiraling higher and higher from a boundless basis. That is a tremendous awareness and a tremendous experience. And it's just experience. Thank goodness we don't have to think about it. It's just an experience. So really, it's a concession completely to touch this level by doing the exercise of the law. Doing the exercise of the law is not the level of science itself, is it? It's only a way, a method that we somehow can grasp what that infinite experience might be. Maybe just grasp through concept building with that law what that infinite experience must be when principle is being its own infinite principle as experience, as being itself. Therefore, we know in the past that students have felt that they were doing the law when doing the exercise of the law. That's just concept building. The doing the law really is when it becomes tonality and consciousness, and that consciousness becomes our very own being, and we are the awareness of this law in operation. That's where we say that the admittance to ourselves that we're God's own likeness sets us free to master the infinite idea, where, as Mrs. Eddy says, we go on to spiritual spheres and exalted beings in the realm of principle being its own infinite principle. It's really quite tremendous, isn't it? And that is something that is an ever-present possibility. This law is here and now, and it isn't something that isn't already now. We saw it together. It's isness. It's right now. But the only thing that is that it's just different states and stages of awareness and consciousness in order to consciously experience this law that is operating right here and now as the law, comprehensive law behind all other laws, the experience behind all other experiences. Really the only experience going on. So it's wonderful then to sit back and to realize, therefore, that we can in consciousness realize it is, as I said, an awareness, it is an experience, and to bring stand in awe and to bring in the atmosphere of that as much as one can, and let that atmosphere or impact carry oneself down, so to speak, as we will go tomorrow through the level of divine science. Let this standpoint of the level of science itself bring itself out of itself on divine science through itself, as itself, and for the glory of itself. Always seeing when we come now to divine science tomorrow, tomorrow how that mind, which is being its own infinite mind in its infinite realm, spiraling higher and higher to a boundless basis through the law of self similarity, the law of self-reflection, that law is just a law of like reflecting like. But we will see that when that law doesn't find like reflecting like, then that law begins to seek out its likeness. If it doesn't find likeness in its idea, which is within itself, which is the universe, including its idea, which we call man, if it doesn't find that likeness within its whole realm, it has to make everything like that likeness. As I said yesterday, the whole goal of this law is to restructure itself infinitely. If there's any one cog in the wheel that has darkness upon the deep face of God and isn't reflecting the light, isn't a total transparency, then this law of infinite self-reflection becomes a law of self-seeking. It seeks out its likeness. Therefore, that mind, which is being its own infinite mind on this level, that mind therefore operates on the level of divine science out of itself, through itself, as itself, and for the glory of itself, which, if it finds its likeness, just feeds back then to the level of science itself. If it doesn't, then it has its impact on darkness. We call Christian science. It takes that darkness from depravity, all those depraved qualities, which are not like the law. The pure law of as we know, all those qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. If those qualities aren't there, then they're taken from depravity through human compassion into the spiritual third degree, where our nature is like God's nature. And then if they're after the total cleansing of consciousness, where there is total spiritual transparency within the whole idea universe, the idea earth, and the idea what we call man, when there's total transparency, then the ascending and descending stops, and we just are in that infinite spiraling of the law of self-reflection. So you can see the purpose, therefore, of the levels that we'll look at tomorrow of divine science or absolute Christian science or Christian science is just this intelligent law, as Paul Davies shows and as we've always known. Mrs. Eddy said that principle is its own infinite mind, that this principle is its own infinite intelligence, that comprehensive law knows itself. It knows its nature, and that law is restructuring its nature, and that law is seeking out its nature everywhere. And therefore, as Davies says, they see that a state doesn't have to inform the law of its condition. The law knows the condition of the state and comes to the state and changes that condition from a physical to the mental, to the spiritual, through the law of the Christ and his translation and retranslation. It is nothing we do. That's a being operates as a self-operating, self-organizing, error-preventing, error-correcting system. Man, we don't make it work. We participate in being. We're participators in that grand universal system of being itself. But it looks to us like the greatest job we can do is to attend the birth within our consciousness through concept building, tonality building, consciousness building, and being building through science and understanding with the nature of being itself, which are the three big categories of being. By identifying ourselves with that nature of being, letting that nature happen in our life, therefore we are attending the birth through science. The birth will happen anyhow, but it will happen if we don't attend it through science, through suffering. but the birth will go on. And we will all, they say, will know him from the least of them to the greatest of them. There is no one idea in the whole universe, including what we call man, that can escape the purification process. Impossible. So therefore, that's why Mrs. Eddy said, we tend the regulator of mankind, but God gets after us for trying to adjust what he adjusts. We needn't worry about the family to the right or the friends to the left. It's our one-on-one relationship with principle. That's what we can't, we can fool some of the people some of the time, but we can't fool principle any of the time. Principle knows our condition and state. It's just a law. And so, therefore, if it was a god, we may try to bribe the god some way, huh? If it was an anthropomorphic concept of God, I would think we'd be calling constantly, figuring out some way of bribing that God to let us off the hook. Maybe let us stay a little bit in the first degree of depravity with some of those bad qualities we tend to like because we don't want to give up that easily. So Mrs. Eddy said the hardest thing to do is to let the principle break the stubborn will within mankind, to let go and let God. The hardest thing to do, but we're on the path by identifying with the synonymous term so that the complete transparency is there. Now, there is also another aspect of this law that we can look at briefly, though I personally feel it's a very great concession to the law, and am happy not taking it in at all into consideration. But I think to be fair to what we find on page 80, we better take it into consideration because it does appear there.